Why Government is the Problem, Milton Friedman, Hoover Institution Press Publication, 1993, 24 pages. A Brief Book Summary from Books at a Glance by Benjamin J. Montoya, Ph.D. About the author. Milton Friedman, recipient of the 1976 Nobel Memorial Prize for Economic Science, was a senior research fellow at the Hoover Institution from 1977 to 2006. He passed away on November 16, 2006. He was also the Paul Snowden Russell Distinguished Service Professor Emeritus of Economics at the University of Chicago, where he taught from 1946 to 1976, and a member of the research staff of the National Bureau of Economic Research from 1937 to 1981. Introduction. Why do we have so many problems in the United States? The problem is amazingly simple. It is due to the government. Identifying that fact is not at all difficult. The more difficult matter is discerning why that is the case. Consider this important summary to learn more. Summary. All societies have all kinds of problems. Perhaps the most common in the United States are the education system, lawlessness, crime, homelessness, the collapse of family values, and the crisis in medical care. These are just a few of the major problems we have. The cause of these problems is the government. That is, on the one hand, the government attempts to take measures to solve these problems, but on the other hand, while doing so, they only create more longer-lasting problems in each of these areas. Homelessness is a great example. The government has tried to step in to help with the system by offering various forms of government housing. The problem is that these models are unsustainable from a price standpoint, such that they do not work long term. Rent is not something that can ever be truly fixed as prices rise year to year, and the model of government housing does not account for that. So it creates this problem while trying to help. But why does the government create these kinds of problems? It does so for several reasons. First, while the government will start various initiatives, it will grow weary of them and then let the matter go to some interested party. Those interested parties then let these various projects serve their own interests instead of seeking to benefit the very people they are supposedly trying to serve. Second, part of the reason why this happens is due to the underlying political ideology of socialism. That is, that there becomes a kind of ruling class that organizes society to serve the larger social class. So when the government ends up privatizing these issues due to their inability to solve the actual issues, these other interested parties only serve their own interests instead of actually solving these issues. As Friedman writes, "The problem of concentrated benefits and diffused costs is a real problem. However, I do not believe that at the moment it is the key problem. The key problem is that we are unable to practice what we preach because of what has happened to the governmental structure. We preach free enterprise to the newly freed communist countries. We tell them to privatize, 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 while we socialize, socialize, socialize." So then what is the solution? Although answering that question is a much larger task than this short book can afford, one solution is to require term limits for Congress. This will help de-bureaucratize the administration in toto. When we have people in secure permanent positions, it becomes all too easy for them to be swayed and play into the larger problem. As it stands, this is creating all these problems and making them worse. The U.S. is a great country where subsequent generations improve upon the next. This current generation is at risk for reversing that trend, given how the government is creating and fueling all these problems. Copyright 2023, Books at a Glance. Books at a Glance book summaries are available by subscription only, and except for brief quotes, may not be reproduced in whole or in part without express written permission.